You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Song Healing with Lizzie. Live from soul-songhealing.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Song Healing
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, this is Lizzie with Soul Song Healing. And today I'm going to be talking about past lives. I'm going to take a reader who's interested in their Akashic record. We've all had different lifetimes that might seem unfathomable to some of you, but there are often trends between our lifetimes, sometimes similar feelings, lessons that we learn, experiences we have. It's the journey of the soul. I think it's very fascinating. And I offer Akashic record readings professionally. So I'm just going to be doing one today. And hopefully we got a caller with some questions about their past lives. Hello.
Someone? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi. Hi. What's your name?
Oh, Daria.
Hi. Hi, Daria. Do you have any questions about any of your past lifetimes?
Yes. Does it matter what I ask?
No, go ahead and ask. Yeah.
I wondered if I had a past. I mean, everyone wondered. I wondered if I had a past lifetime in Egypt. So I wondered if I had a past lifetime in Egypt, and also wondered if I had ever been like a priestess, or I know it sounds really egotistical, I have all these random thoughts. Like, I also thought I might have been a slave owner at one point.
Okay. Well, let's start with. Okay, so you want to know if you were a high priestess. I'm going to answer that one first because that one came through first. What I'm seeing is that you weren't exactly a high priestess, but you preserved sacred knowledge. And this had to do with knowledge about Jesus, which is interesting. It's basically sacred knowledge. You were tending to a sacred fire. That's more of an analogy, but you were in a group of women. This was after the death of Jesus. And you were preserving, this is Gnostic wisdom that you're preserving. And you were studying texts and you were doing rituals with these women. And you were very pure of heart. You were a very good person. And what I see, which is really interesting, is like basically they're saying that they're like portals to higher consciousness that Jesus like laid the path to, and that this was something in his life that other people could experience if they were able to access this knowledge. So there's a part of this order, I guess, of women that wanted to keep this knowledge sacred and keep it protected. I'm not sure if that was, you know, really, if there was really someone coming after it, because I'm not really getting that. What I see was really interesting, Daria, is that I see an image of you in the foreground coming out of your hands. So like you're working with energy medicine, but it looks like this yellow light. And what I hear is that villagers, like the villagers in the surrounding area, they didn't know exactly what you all were up to, but they respected you because you would come and you would work on people when they were ill. And this was just, yeah, they keep saying portals to consciousness, basically that we could access certain abilities and certain states of consciousness, the way that Jesus did through this ancient wisdom. So that's pretty fascinating. See, what else did you ask? You wanted to know about Egypt and the slave. Okay.
Well, I also said that I had something to do with Jesus at one point. And again, it sounds so egotistical, but I don't mean it like not anything like that this lifetime. But I find that fascinating. I just wanted to say that.
Well, sometimes you have memories, like I want to answer the slave owner one, because there's like some reassurance coming through that, like, no, you weren't a slave owner, but like there's a part of you that remembers this lifetime, it feels like. Does that make sense? It's like what I see is so you were part of a family that owned slaves, but you were just a little girl. You grew up with this family. You remember?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I met. Sorry.
No, no, you're fine.
This guy. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, though. Try not.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'll just tell you more.
Okay. Go ahead.
You were like really fair-skinned, and you were like, so basically, like in this lifetime, your father was violent and abusive, and your mom was not okay, and you felt really trapped in your own family. So even, and you really did not agree with the fact that your family had slaves. And there was a part of you that wanted, it's not that you wanted to be a slave, but you wanted that connection to them. You were looking for family, and you dreamed of having this, liberating them and like living as a tribe with them somewhere else. And I see there was this man, an older man who was a slave, who you would go to, and he almost played the role of a father figure for you. Like, I know that sounds strange because of the power dynamic, but he showed you what a man was supposed to be. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, like a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have some memory of this? That's really interesting.
Kind of like I had this kind of on my own. I only had this funny sense that maybe I had been involved in slave ownership, but then I met this guy, this older guy. Now he's white in this lifetime, but we met, and that's a coworker of mine, and he's like as white as you can be right now, but he said he had this really vivid dream once that he was a slave, and that there was this young girl that he was really close with, and he thought it might be me. I can't remember how we concluded this, it was me too.
Oh, wow. The crazy thing is, this was not your first lifetime with this person. You had another lifetime where he was your brother in ancient Greece. So you were, again, a woman. And you were kind of born in this lifetime, Daria, because, like, unfortunately, when he was your brother, he was very self-serving. He, like, wanted to climb the ranks. He was all about, how can I get ahead? You didn't really know him very well. There was, like, a big gap between you. And you were bored because you wanted to learn the things that men were learning, and you just weren't allowed to. And in both lifetimes, there's just a feeling of like not liking your life that much, or feeling isolated or disconnected from others. But it's interesting because like when he was your brother, he's very self-serving and focused on self. And then when he was this older man who was a slave, he was the leader of his people. He was the one who took it upon himself to take care of everyone. So that seems like a really interesting progression as a soul. That's so crazy that you met someone and like had this memory though. That's wild.
Yeah. And he's not the type of person, he's not spiritually, not in those communities. So it's wild that he's really not into that, but he said he had this vivid dream once. And I guess, I think he does believe in past lives. But I can't even remember how he, for some reason, I think we had a resonance with each other, the thing. And And I guess maybe through intuition, he remembered the dream and felt like I was from that dream he had. Because he said it was different from other dreams, like really vivid, like it felt like something, like an actual memory, you know. And he said he'd always been really interested in like slave times. Like he liked to read firsthand accounts of what it's like to be a slave, you know, like written by slaves. So, and he doesn't even know why he's so into that. He's as white as you can be this lifetime, which is interesting, you know.
So some of these, like I've had really powerful dreams of other lifetimes that were not dreams. It was like they were a dream, but it was, I was there. So I totally understand that experience. Let's see, the other question you had, I think we have some time, about ancient Egypt. So let's see. No. Okay, so this was a lifetime. Again, you were a woman. In this lifetime, there was a war that broke out and a lot of heaviness. Like you really were tending to people, like physically, mentally, emotionally. And no matter how much you tended to them, there was this feeling of like, I'm not enough. I'm not doing enough. And then it shows you as an older woman. And by the time,
hold on 1 second.
Okay. By the time you're an older woman, there's peace in this land, basically. But they're kind of telling me that this feeling of like I'm not enough or I'm not doing enough stays with you in this lifetime. So that's something for you to heal in this lifetime.
Oh.
Yeah. That's something.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, that's it, yeah.
You're doing a lot, but you just kept saying it was almost like you took upon it was all you felt like it was all your responsibility to heal everyone. I kind of know that feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I have had that feeling, although, like, this lifetime, I think I'm not very good at doing that. But I feel like I have that, like, intuition to want to do that. So, you know.
That's
that drive to want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess focus on what you already doing and appreciate that rather than going into like I'm not enough kind of thing. Well, thank you so much, Daria. Please reach out to soul-songhealing.com if you would like to book a session with me. Thank you so much to our caller, and yeah, fascinating stuff.